Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, they survived Friday's upset bid from Columbus North, winning 38-35. Now Scott Bless's top-ranked North Cougs can write another chapter this Friday, claiming an outright unbeaten Conference Indiana title with a road win at Southport. Skip a week, off week, and then witnessing Sunday's 5A sectional draw, October 27th, what happens? Well, they claim the home field, the rematch, game one right off the bat with number 3 city rival South. It's all falling into place.
It's special, and you know, it's been really nice this season that from week 4 on, we've had a little chance to make history and you know, set our mark for the program. And you know, when you've got something dangling in front of you each and every week, yeah, that makes motivation really easy.
The Cougars beat the Panthers 25-24 in overtime back in early September. They haven't won a sectional championship in 10 years. We begin our postseason coverage on the 20th of October. The 4A sectional as Edgewood travels to North Vernon to take on Jennings County. Colts back on top of the AFC South, beating the Titans. Raiders host the Packers tonight. Our pregame on Monday Night Football at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
After dispatching Nemesis Center Grove in the sectional semis 3-1 and blanking Terre Haute North Saturday night 3-0 to win it all, here they are, David Prawl's talented 11th-ranked South Panther girls in Thursday's regional soccer semifinals alongside Franklin Central. Senior Cat Lacey's hat trick, freshman goalie Paloma Labasse shutout, 15-2-1, playing it and a Pekin at both ends of the field at the right time of the year.
I know they don't want it to end, and neither do I. It's been a lot of fun. I'm very fortunate to coach them.
How good has this team been of the three previous that you've coached defensively?
Those are the two best games the defense has played. You know, Maddie Talbot, best two games I've seen her play. Gianna Stanton, best two games I've seen her play. And Izzy Sweet, obviously, had a breakout game, go along with Kira Robinson and Zoe. Koonsman have been rocks all year.
His fourth year coaching the South girls, David Prawl, Castle and Floyd Central, the other half of the regional field, and should South prevail Thursday night over Franklin Central, they would host the regional title match on Saturday. Well, the Colts find a way, huh? Back on top in the AFC South, beating the Titans, Monday Night Football, the Packers, and the Raiders. Pregame 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.